Wine bottles are already lining the shelves in some Tennessee grocery stores, even though technically customers can't buy them yet. Next Friday is the first day that supermarkets are allowed to sell wine, and as WPLN's Emily Siner reports, nearly 400 stores in the state have gotten approval so far.
Turn around from the beer fridges at the Nashville Kroger off of Rosa Parks, and you'll see almost half an aisle, five shelves tall, fully stocked with wine. The only thing stopping customers from plucking down a bottle are big signs that say they can't. This is not unusual. In fact, spokeswoman Melissa Eade says most Krogers in Middle Tennessee have made room for wine and stocked the shelves, and it's getting people ready to buy.
We're already seeing a lot of excited customers that are getting a chance to see what we're going to carry in their stores. And we're hearing a lot of good feedback from our customers.
But there are about 100 Tennessee grocery stores that applied to sell wine and haven't gotten approved yet. The State Alcoholic Beverage Commission says some didn't turn in the right paperwork on time. Others didn't meet the requirements, like they have to be more than 1,200 square feet in size, and they have to sell enough food to be considered a grocery store. And even grocery stores that are approved will still have to follow the same hours as liquor stores. So they'll start selling wine on Friday, July 1st, but they'll soon have to take a two-day break because they can't sell wine on Sunday or the 4th of July. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.